This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Another bill making it easier for handgun owners to carry their weapons is up for debate in the House of Representatives. This week, a divided House Judiciary Committee approved a bill that would allow persons to openly carry guns in the state. The bill's sponsor, Lawrence County Republican Mike Pitts, says it's simply one's constitutional right.
It is not a privilege granted by government. It is a constitutional right that the founding fathers of this nation found not only to put in the Bill of Rights in the first 10, but as the second, and it was debated early on, should it be first? I feel that it should be first.
Columbia Democrat James Smith, who served as an Army infantry officer in Afghanistan and owns a number of weapons, says he too is a Second Amendment supporter, but openly carrying handguns shouldn't be allowed.
And with you're sitting down and having dinner with your family and somebody walks in, that they're under this law would be allowed to with a handgun on their side or a rifle over their shoulder. Imagine most people that I know having dinner with their family is not going to feel like that's a comfortable place to continue eating and pay your bill.
Law enforcement is generally opposed to the open carry bill, and so far there has not been any type of public hearing on the measure. The House is also considering a bill that would allow concealed weapons permits issued in other states to be honored in South Carolina, even if those states don't honor South Carolina's CWPs. A legislative screening committee this week delayed consideration for two of Governor McMaster's nominees to serve on the State Ports Authority Board. Committee members indicated the ongoing State House corruption probe was the reason. Published reports indicate that Special Prosecutor David Pasco has subpoenaed financial records from the Ports Authority in connection with the probe. Battle lines are being drawn as the state Senate approaches debate on an $800 million road funding bill. As it appears, the Senate is far from reaching a consensus on the bill, which would increase the state's gas tax by 12 cents per gallon over the next 6 years. The bill earlier sailed through the House and the Senate's Finance Committee, but as in past years, Republicans who control the body are divided. The state's business community kept up its pressure for passage of the bill this week, citing a new study that found that bad roads and growing traffic congestion are costing state residents and businesses some $5.5 billion a year. State Chamber of Commerce President Ted Pitts.
So a lot of the debate will occur about charging South Carolinians more for fixing our roads, when really the dialogue needs to be about how much it's costing South Carolinians to do nothing. So we can't continue to have a situation in South Carolina where our road issue is not addressed.
Pitts also said the people of the state feel it's time to fix South Carolina's roads. The conservative Americans for Prosperity rallied this week against the road funding bill and heard Beaufort Senator Tom Davis, who has filibustered against the gas tax increases in past sessions, vow to again hold up the measure until the legislature cedes its authority over the State Department of Transportation to the governor.
And I will go ahead and educate the Senate once again this year for as long as it takes until they realize that until money's being spent properly up here and still their dollars are being spent based on a statewide assessment of needs rather than parochialism, that no new gas taxes will pass.
Senate leaders have yet to decide when to bring up the road funding bill for debate. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.